Joshua, chapter 18. And the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh, and caused the tent of meeting to stay there, and the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the sons of Israel 7 tribes, which had not yet divided their inheritance. And Joshua said to the sons of Israel, How long are you slack to go in to possess the land, which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint for yourselves 3 men of each tribe, and I will send them, and they will arise, and walk through the land, and describe it according to their inheritance, and they will come to me. And they will divide it into 7 portions, Judah will remain in his border on the south, and the house of Joseph will remain in their border on the north. And you will describe the land into 7 portions, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh our God. For the Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance, and Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses the slave of Yahweh gave them. And the men arose, and went, and Joshua charged those who went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land, and describe it, and come again to me, and I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land, and described it by cities into 7 portions in a book, and they came to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before Yahweh, and there Joshua divided the land to the sons of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the border of their lot went out between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph. And their border on the north quarter was from the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward, and the goings out of it were at the wilderness of Beth Aven. And the border passed along from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, the same is Beth El, southward, and the border went down to Adaroth Orech, by the mountain that lies on the south of Beth Horon the Nether. And the border extended from there, and turned about on the west quarter southward, from the mountain that lies before Beth Horon southward, and the goings out of it were at Kiriath Baal, the same is Kiriath Jearim, a city of the sons of Judah, this was the west quarter. And the south quarter was from the uttermost part of Kiriath Jearim, and the border went out toward Iyyim, and went out to the fountain of the waters of Naphtoah. And the border went down to the uttermost part of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim northward, and it went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite southward, and went down to En-Rogel. And it extended northward, and went out at En-Shemesh, and went out to Gelilith, which is across from the ascent of Adummim, and it went down to the stone of Bohan the son of Reuben. And it passed along to the side across from the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. And the border passed along to the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the goings out of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan, this was the south border. And the Jordan was the border of it on the east quarter. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, by its borders round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin according to their families were Jericho, and Beth Hogla, and Emek Keziz. And Beth Arabah, and Zemaraim, and Beth El. And Avim, and Parah, and Ophrah. And Chephar Ammoni, and Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages. Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beeroth. And Mizpah, and Chephirah, and Mazah. And Rechem, and Erpeel, and Tarala. And Zela, Eleph, and Jebusi, that is Jerusalem, Gebeth, and Kiriath Jearim, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin according to their families.